A surprise move from Germany.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Germany has banned several types of investments. European stocks are way down today because of it. Banks are worried other restrictions could be on their way. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live to give us the global perspective this morning. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what have they done?
They've banned, until the end of March next year, some types of speculation against European government bonds and also against some major banks and insurance companies. The Germans say they're doing this in order to calm the markets. Analysts say it's also designed to help the German government pass a very unpopular bill through Parliament today, authorising their contribution to that $1 trillion EU IMF bailout package. Cracking down on the speculators, as they see it, they hope will help the bill through.
And why, Stephen, has this affected markets around the world?
It's rattled investors because it's made them think maybe the crisis is even worse than they imagined. Stephen Lewis is chief economist with Monument Securities.
Many investors may have thought that the EU IMF package had put to rest the problems in Europe, but clearly it hasn't, because governments see fit to take further measures to curb market activity.
And you know, Stephen, we're debating bank reform here in the United States, too. So is there a similar movement going on in Europe?
Yes, only it's even more severe, you might say, in Europe than in the US. There's been a long-standing distrust here of financial markets generally, especially in Germany and France, which has deepened since the financial crisis began. The trouble is, European governments in particular need to borrow a lot of money from financial markets, and this action by the German government seems to have only widened the gulf of mistrust between the politicians and investors.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. And Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Here at home, the Securities and Exchange Commission and other regulators are still unsure about what happened when stocks crashed earlier this month. There was a drop of 1,000 points in just a few minutes' time before things rebounded. Regulators have come up with a new set of trading rules they hope will prevent something like that from happening again. It's a so-called circuit breaker. If the price of a certain stock moves up or down more than 10% in a five-minute period, it triggers this breaker, and trading on that stock stops. Trading today, not so good, but manageable nonetheless. Shares in Europe are tanking at the moment, once again focused on the debt there and the move from Germany as well. Everybody's off 2 to 3%. Asian shares closed lower today as well. They're following Wall Street's lead from yesterday. Good bit of selling stateside Tuesday. The Dow fell 118 points to close at 10,510. Today, Mexican President Felipe Calderon begins a two-day state visit. He's going to address the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and meet with President Obama and address Congress. One question likely to come up, why Mexican trucks aren't allowed to cross the border. Here's Marketplace's Rob Schmidt.
Under NAFTA, Mexican trucks were supposed to rumble along American freeways by the year 2000. 10 years later, they're still not. What's the holdup? Last year, the Teamsters Union successfully pressured the Obama administration to stop a pilot program that allowed Mexican trucks on some U.S. roads. Teamsters President Jim Hoffa explains why.
I mean, we're taking off our shoes to go on an airplane, and we're going to let people drive in from Mexico. We don't know who they are, you know, driving giant rigs. Sounds like a bad idea to me.
Bad idea or not, the Obama administration is expected to use Calderon's visit to announce plans to reopen the border to Mexican trucks. San Diego State University professor Jim Gerber says it's about time.
We signed an agreement saying we would do it, and I think that not to follow through on our obligations really undermines U.S.-Mexico relations.
As for Jim Hoffa, he says he'll fight this one in Congress. I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, working to help small businesses understand what social media can do for them. Learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. By Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at vanguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The violence in downtown Bangkok has gotten worse over the last 48 hours. Rioters are protesting the prime minister there. Freelance reporter Raimi Innocencio is with us from Bangkok with the latest. Hi, Raimi.
Hi there.
It sounds like a lot of protesters and rioters are going after symbols of money. What are they targeting there?
That's exactly right. They're targeting symbols of money and power. Basically, just in the past few hours, groups of registered protesters have been attacking the Channel 3 news station and setting that ablaze. They've also attacked some of the main shopping centers in the central business districts, notably the Central World Plaza. Next to the Central World Plaza is one of the biggest movie theaters also in Bangkok, and that is also on fire.
And I understand the Thai Stock Exchange is on fire as well.
Yes, exactly. Just a few hours ago, the AP sent out a news alert saying just that. It is on fire, and they are currently trying to put it out.
And day-to-day life over there, Raimi?
Well, you know, that's it's interesting. It depends on where you are. If you're in the central business district where all the encampments have been, you know, it's a war zone. But if you go about 15 minutes away to some of the outer neighborhoods, it's almost as if nothing's happening. But the biggest thing affected by all this pretty much is tourism. People are scared to come to Bangkok, and with good reason, especially after today, with most of the major news stations covering the government trying to break through the barricades and successfully doing so. That is the face that foreigners and locals, of course, are seeing as Thailand right now. And it's going to be very difficult for them to recover from this.
Raimi Innocencio, freelance reporter in Bangkok. Raimi, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, Oprah Winfrey is worth $2.6 billion. Must be tough to manage that TV empire and all the money. The Wall Street Journal says she's tapped star investor Peter Adamson to oversee her fortune. Now, Adamson's currently running investments for billionaire Eli Broad. Why he's making the switch, nobody knows. But one thing's for sure, he's likely to be well-rounded and better with relationships. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.